the rules and Lexington bills. I'm going to open a voice session on Senate Bill 1110.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1110 be reported out without recommendation as to passage, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules and Elections.
The motion is that Senate Bill 110 be reported out without recommendation. 1110 be reported out without recommendation as to passage, and the bill referred to the Committee on Rules and Elections. Is there any discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Senator
Lynn.
Aye.
Senator
Trout.
Aye.
Chairman. Aye. Senate Bill 1110 will be moved to the Committee on Rules and Elections without recommendation as to passage. Going to close the work session on 1110, open the session on Senate Bill 1243.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1243 be reported out without recommendation as to passage, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules and Elections.
Senator Lim moves that Senate Bill 1243 be reported out without recommendations to pass, and the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules and Elections. Is there any discussion?
Why are we doing
this? it deals with just the piece of dedicated members of public employees' retirement system.
Chair Duncan, members of the committee, yes. Senator Farioli requested that we move these bills onto Rules and Elections, seeing that we did not have the time to attack
them.
Any other discussion?
Let me ask the representative from PERS to come up.
Yes, Steve, could you join us?
Does the PERS board have any position on these bills?
Mr. Chair, Senator Troll for the record, my name is Steve Delaney, Manager of Government Relations of PERS. The PERS board has heard this bill and took a neutral position with regard to this bill.
Okay, how about the one that we just heard this one? The previous board.
Did not deal with PERS, Senator Droz.
Oh, did not deal with PERS.
Okay.
All right. Excuse me. I don't know enough about these bills, obviously. Okay, it's neutral on this. What will it do?
Mr. Chair, Senator Troll, this is currently justices of the peace are general service members, mm-hmm. and their retirement benefits, of course, is a 1.67 calculation. Judge members have a higher calculation.
So this would
Definitely increase the
benefit. Higher than police and legislators.
Correct. Actually, it's higher than that. It's in the law, I believe it's 0.285
really?
For judges. And the reason is because the judge plan for many years was separate from PERS. And so they developed their own benefits and their own structure and then moved over into PERS around 1983. And at that time, Justice of the Peace, being part of PERS, were not included in the judge plan.
So they never had this right, and they would get a substantial increase in retirement rate.
Mr. Chair, Senator Troy, that is correct.
Okay. Senator Troy, that's it. I take responsibility. Sometimes go on the line. I had been asked, and I had promised a hearing in this committee. Somehow, they slipped through the cracks, and I take the full responsibility. And the question is, what happened? Uh-oh. And we support poor Marjorie, who was out of the cycle, and I got out of the loop, and I didn't get rid of her. So I give, so that's why I'm...
No.
Otherwise, I would...
I just wanted to know what we were voting.
Yes. Oh, I think it's a very good question, and that's the reason I was willing to send it over to Rules and...
I can support this bill when it comes back to us, if it comes back in the same form, but I'm going to.
And I'm in the same position on this bill.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Sometimes I'm a little bit prudent that everyone that is possible tries to get on the higher level of truth. And eating little by little, mm-hmm. and then... we are creating the big, I don't know, it's a small monster or a big monster. And maybe sometimes 10, 22 years later, we made a mistake, it's like a social security.
I know the board itself has been looking at this, and I don't know whether they have any solutions other than this piecemeal people just upping that, or whether they want to do some things about it. Start over and have a different way of doing it, or what? What has the board taken any?
Mr. Chair, Senator Dutrow, the board has not. They have discussed the issue, referring specifically to the police and fire categories and all of the various individuals. What the board has done is in the board goals, they've given a generic version of what they consider to be police and fire, so that if groups came to the board and said, we would like police and fire, they could look at the PERS board goals to see if it meets that criteria, and then we would consider possibly supporting the bill. Definitely, I believe the PERS board would be in support of the interim committee that Senator Duncan mentioned just yesterday. I was discussing that with Fred McDonald this morning. One possible solution that's been talked about PERS in the past is perhaps a public safety membership category, because the problem for many folks is just the general concept of a police officer, firefighter, and then these other individuals perhaps are better covered by a category of public safety with some kind of benefit structure to fit that.
I was telling Senator Crow, I had a chance to visit with the Senate President last evening, and I mentioned to him what I had said yesterday and kind of the feeling of the committee a little bit too, that we really thought that somebody in the interim commission should take a good look at the whole picture, because there are, it appears to me, and I think if I can pick up the tenor from the committee, that I think we detected quite a few inequities, and not anyone's fault. I mean, it's evolved that way, and maybe we need to make some corrections. And I, as I said, I have same concerns about this, and I wished I had held the public hearing and then done what I should have promised to do, but I was too sorry about it. Okay. Any other discussion? Yes. Okay. Discussion.
We need to set some criteria who should be on this. And pretty soon they're working in the hospital. You know, I'm dealing with eight people. You know, this is very dangerous. We should be a higher level. And pretty soon the other room, this is very dangerous, you know, like that. You know, we should be, you know, in the same level. And eventually everyone getting in the middle of summer. Yeah. You know, we don't have any clear that the policy line. So anyone just asking for it, so out of the good, you know, what's wrong with the small the people, let's help them out, and then eventually everyone back.
Things keep going the way they've been the last few weeks. Teachers will be saying we need to be in a higher category because it's the safety factor and stuff like that.
Okay, even college professors.
Right. But we don't care now because it's too late.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
Okay, is there any other discussion? All right. Will clerk please call the roll?
Senator Lynn.
Aye.
Senator Trump.
Aye.
Mr. Duncan.
Aye. Bill 1243 then will be reported out without recommendation. Mr. Passage will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Elections. I will close the work session on Senate Bill 1243 and adjourn the Senate Committee on General Government. Are we done?
Yep.